Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Saira Mujtaba. The headlines. Campaigning for the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections to end this evening. Political heavyweights on marathon election tour to cover maximum constituencies. Prime Minister and Senior BJP Leader Narendra Modi to hold rallies in Ambala, Sonipat and Delhi today. Congress Leader Rahul Gandhi campaigning in Uttar Pradesh and Delhi. Israeli forces recover bodies of three hostages from Gaza in an overnight operation. Heat wave conditions to continue over northwest, central and eastern parts of the country for the next few days. And in Thailand Open badminton, Indian shuttlers to play men's and women's doubles semi-finals this afternoon. And now the news in detail. Campaigning for the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections will come to an end this evening. Political heavyweights are on a marathon election tour to cover maximum constituencies to garner support for their party candidates. Polling in this phase will be held on Monday in 49 constituencies in 6 states and 2 union territories. In Uttar Pradesh, senior leaders and star campaigners of different political parties will hold road shows and public meetings today. Senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh will address public meetings in Basti and Lucknow today. More from our correspondent.
Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah will hold a road show in favour of party candidate Smriti Irani in Amethi. Mr. Shah will also address political rally in Banda in Jhansi, while Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav will address a political gathering in Shravasti, Faizabad, Sultanpur and Ambedkar Nagar. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will campaign on Barabanki Lok Sabha seat. Meanwhile, Bahujan Samaj Party Chief Mayawati is scheduled to address public gathering in Basti. With Om Awasthi from Lucknow, this is Ritu Srivastava, Akashvani, New Delhi.
Yesterday, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a rally in Mumbai. He expressed confidence of winning a record number of seats. Mr. Modi said he is working 24/7 to develop the country by 2047 and his priority is to make life of the common man easier. He urged the voters to vote in large numbers for peace, security and a bright future for their children.
Aur 2014 mein जब कांग्रेस गई और हमें जब सत्ता सुपुर्द की तब देश की अर्थव्यवस्था 6 नंबर से 11 नंबर पहुंच गई थी ये इन्होंने काम करके गए हैं 10 साल में आज देश दुनिया की 5वें नंबर की आर्थिक ताकत बन करके खड़ा है
Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge assured that Dr. Baba Sahib Ambedkar's constitution will remain intact under all circumstances and that the citizens of India will not allow the situation to become like that of some other countries. Addressing at India Block rally in BKC in Mumbai, he alleged that the Union government is using the ED, CBI and income tax to imprison opponents.
30 lakh vacancies sarkar mein khali hai. Wo sanctioned post hai. और उसमें वो भर्ती करना नहीं चाहते 30 लाख में कम से कम 15 लाख एससी एसटी को मिलता है और बाकी के 50% अलग लोगों को मिलता है इतना रहने के बावजूद भी वो एम्प्लॉयमेंट के तरफ ध्यान नहीं दे रहे
In a major development, Samajwadi Party MLA from Unchahar constituency in Rai Bareli, Manoj Pandey, joined the BJP in the presence of senior party leader Amit Shah. Mr. Shah addressed a political gathering in Unchahar. Senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh addressed a gathering in Balia district, affirming that the BJP is poised to come to power for the third consecutive term. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav and former Congress President Rahul Gandhi campaigned jointly in favour of Kishori Lal Sharma, the Congress candidate from Amethi who is contesting against Smriti Irani. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav said that once they will come to power, the INDIA bloc will make law on MSP for the welfare of the farmers. Bahujan Samaj Party Supremo Mayawati addressed a political gathering in Pratapgarh district and attacked on BJP and Congress. She said that both the parties are indulged in corruption. Today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address rallies in Ambala and Sonipat in Haryana. In view of his visit, Section 144 has been imposed and security has been tightened. Banto Kataria, wife of former Union Minister late Ratan Lal Ratan Lal Kataria is party candidate from Ambala, while Mohan Lal Badoli is contesting from Sonipat. Polling in Haryana will be held on the 25th of May. Later, Mr. Modi will address a rally in the national capital. More from our correspondent.
The campaigning will pick up momentum from today when Prime Minister Narendra Modi and former Congress President Rahul Gandhi will address election rallies in Delhi. Narendra Modi will address a public meeting in Northeast Delhi in favor of BJP candidate Manoj Tiwari. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will attend public meeting at Ramlila Maidan in Ashok Vihar of Chandni Chowk Lok Sabha constituency. Mr. Gandhi will woo the voters in favor of party candidate Jayaprakash Agarwal. While Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal will attend public meeting in West Delhi parliamentary constituency in favor of party candidate Mahabal Mishra. Seven parliamentary constituencies will go into poll on 25th of this month. Bhupendra Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Punjab, after withdrawal of nominations for Lok Sabha elections, a total of 328 candidates are left in the fray. A total of 466 candidates had filed 598 nomination papers. Voting in the state is to be held on the 1st of June, in the seventh and last phase of Lok Sabha elections. A report.
This is for the first time in the electoral battle of Lok Sabha elections in the state when such a large number of candidates have entered the fray in all 13 constituencies. Earlier, in the 2019 elections, this number was 278, while in the 2014 elections, this number was 253. This time, the total out of 328 candidates, 302 are male and only 26 are female candidates. The total number of candidates in Ludhiana constituency is 43, which is the highest in the state, while the least 14 candidates are in Fatehgarh Sahib reserved constituency. Sheshu Sharma Shantal, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
In our series covering profiles of key constituencies across states and union territories during Lok Sabha elections, today we bring a report on Shrirampur Lok Sabha constituency in West Bengal. A report.
Shrirampur Lok Sabha constituency consists of 7 assembly segments and it will go to poll on 20th May under the 5th phase of General Election 24. The assembly segments are Jagat Ballabpur, Domjur, Uttarpara, Shrirampur, Chonditola, Jangipara, Chapdani. 5 assembly seats of this constituency come under Hooghly district and 2 assembly seats come under Howrah district. There are more than 19 lakhs voters in Shrirampur constituency, of which 49.50% is female voters. 11 candidates including 4 independents are fighting in Shrirampur Lok Sabha seat. The seat sitting MP of this Lok Sabha seat, Sri Kalyan Banerjee, is from Trinamool Congress. He is in this seat from 2009 Lok Sabha election. He had defeated BJP's Debjit Sarkar by more than 98,000 votes in the last Lok Sabha election. Trinamool Congress has fielded Kalyan Banerjee again in this seat. Kalyan Banerjee is a senior advocate of Calcutta High Court and he has fought many cases for Trinamool Congress. BJP had given ticket to Kabir Shankar Bose in the last assembly election from Shrirampur assembly segments, but he was defeated by TMC's Dr. Sudipt Roy. Congress supported CPIM candidate is Deepshita Dhar. She is one of the young left leaders from West Bengal. Trinamool Congress and BJP both are aspiring to win the Shrirampur seat. The main issues are CAA, illegal infiltration, Article 370, etc. Senior BJP leaders are accusing Trinamool Congress of using Rohingyas and illegal infiltrators for vote bank. Trinamool Congress has accused BJP of using central agencies to arrest and harass opposition leaders. Kalyan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on X at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashvani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. Aam Aadmi Party leader Atishri has rebutted the claims of Rajya Sabha MP Swati Maliwal in the alleged misconduct by the Chief Minister's PA case. Addressing media yesterday, she claimed that a video has surfaced which disproves Swati Maliwal's claims. She accused the BJP of hatching a conspiracy in this case. Swati Maliwal has lodged a complaint against Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's PA, Bibhav Kumar, alleging misconduct with her. Swati Maliwal, on the other hand, accused the Aam Aadmi Party of taking a U-turn in the case. She alleged that the party is trying to save the accused. Telecommunications Secretary Dr. Neeraj Mittal has highlighted that sustainable development will require the deployment of technology across entire supply chains, economies and social sectors. Dr. Mittal said this while addressing a gathering at the roundtable discussion organized to commemorate World Telecom and Information Society Day in New Delhi yesterday. Dr. Mittal emphasized that telecommunications is integral to achieving sustainable development and the country has robust telecom network system. He also mentioned that digital economy will become roughly about $1.5 billion in India by 2025-26 and it will be a good 15% of the GDP. Israeli forces have recovered bodies of three hostages from Gaza. Israel Defense Forces, IDF, said the bodies were those of Shani Lok, Amit Buskila and Itzhak Jelerenta. It said they had been murdered on the 7th of October and their remains were taken back to Gaza. The Defense Forces said the bodies had been recovered in an operation of overnight. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called the news heartbreaking. About 1,200 people were killed in an unprecedented attack when Hamas gunmen burst into Israel. They took 252 others back to Gaza as hostages. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heat wave conditions over northwest, central and eastern part of the country for the next few days. Maximum temperature in many parts over these areas are expected to increase gradually by about 2 to 4 degrees Celsius for the next 3-4 days. These conditions have also commenced over eastern and central parts of the country from today. In some parts of Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana and Delhi till Tuesday, the heat wave conditions are likely to abate. On the other hand, in the southern parts of the country, isolated heavy to very heavy rainfall is very likely to continue till Thursday. In Kerala, Met Department has forecast that heavy rain will continue in the coming days. Orange alert has been issued today in Palakkad and Malappuram districts and yellow alert in Thiruvananthapuram, Kollam, Pathanamthitta, Alappuzha, Idukki, Kozhikode and Wayanad districts. Due to the possibility of strong winds and bad weather, fishermen are warned against venturing into the sea on the Kerala coast. Alert is issued in the hilly regions of the state as well. On to sports now. India's men's doubles pair of Chirag Shetty and Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy will take on Korea's Ming Shi Liu and Tang Kai Wei in semi-finals of Thailand Open Badminton Tournament in Bangkok today. Shetty and Ranki Reddy advanced to semi-finals, defeating Malaysia's Junaidi Arif and Roy King Yap in the quarter-finals yesterday. Women's doubles pair of Ashwini Ponappa and Tanisha Krasto will play against Thailand's Jongkol Phan Kithitharakul and Ravintha Prajongjaye in the semi-final today. Ashwini and Tanisha made it through to the women's doubles semi-final after a tense match against South Korea's Lee Yu Lim and Shin Sang Chen. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants defeated Mumbai Indians by 18 runs at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Today, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Chennai Super Kings at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru at 7:30 p.m. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Sarah. All dailies have widely covered the latest on Delhi CM Arvind Kejriwal's indictment in the liquor policy scam case. Setback for Aam Aadmi Party as ED names party, Kejriwal accused in excess policy case, reports the Tribune, while the Indian Express writes, twin blow, Maliwal case flares up, Kejriwal AAP named in excise case. Leaders of political parties are trying their best to garner support for their candidates. While temperatures soar across North India, nine stations in city cross 45 degrees Celsius, hotter weekend ahead, says IMD, writes Hindustan Times, while the Indian Express headlines, Delhi reels under heat wave, Najafgarh sizzles at 47.4 degrees Celsius. Why delay in uploading turnout data? Supreme Court asks Election Commission, headlines The Hindu. And finally, The Hindu informs in a special story, nearly 6 million trees disappeared from farmlands, says a study, adding, in a mere 3 years, India may have lost close to 5.8 million full-grown trees in agricultural lands. With that, it's back to you, Sarah.
Thanks, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning for fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections to end this evening. Political heavyweights on marathon election tour to cover maximum constituencies. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold rallies in Ambala, Sonipat and Delhi today, while Congress leader Rahul Gandhi to campaign in Uttar Pradesh and Delhi. Israeli forces recover bodies of three hostages from Gaza. Heat wave conditions to continue over northwest, central and eastern parts of the country for next few days. And in Thailand Open Badminton, Indian shuttlers to play men's and women's doubles semi-finals this afternoon. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.